Today is the 1st of December, and that means Westlake Trees and Nordstrom Racks and Snoqualmie Summits. It also means the Iowa caucuses are 2 months away. Who has voting rights on her mind? Librarian Nancy Pearl tells KUOW's Marcy Silman about the new book that really got her thinking about this.
This is a nonfiction book by Ari Berman, and it's called Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America. And this is another book, like the book that I talked about a couple weeks ago, The Prize, that gives you a lot to think about, but it's written in a very accessible manner. Ari Berman writes for The Nation, and the Voting Rights Act is not as well known, certainly, as the Civil Rights Act. But Johnson, overcoming a lot of disagreement from his administration, who didn't want him to push the Voting Rights Act, he did, and twisted arms and legs and heads, whatever Johnson could do to ensure that the Voting Rights Act would pass.
So is this book is about the current voting rights struggle or about 1965?
Both. 65. Yes, it begins in 1965 when the Voting Rights Act is signed. If there's a main character in this book, a character who is there at the beginning and at the end, it's John Lewis. When it became clear that the Voting Rights Act was going to be passed by Congress, and looking at the list of people who voted for it and voted against it, I believe the votes were like 79 to 17. Some people abstained. The 17 who voted against it were all congressmen from the South, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, it's funny that we think about the big split now, you know, the ideological split between Republicans and Democrats. It wasn't in this case.
So John Lewis is a current congressman from Georgia, and he was, for folks who only know about this through the movie Selma, he was a character there. He was a young man, brutally beaten in the struggle for voting rights.
What was interesting to me is one of the many things about the book that was interesting to me was that when it became clear that the Voting Rights Act was going to be passed by Congress in 1965, President Johnson turned to Bill Moyers and said, well, we've delivered the South to the Republicans for generations to come. A very interesting thing. And then the book concludes with what it means that the Roberts Court eviscerated, I don't think that's too strong a word, although, you know, the majority of the Supreme Court clearly doesn't believe that, eviscerated important parts of this act. And so it ends with these new protests, especially in North Carolina, peaceful protesting, really trying to make sure that everyone who wants to vote can vote.
And we're talking about things, not just proof of citizenship. There's driver's license. There's places in the country where you have to have your birth certificate, or you have to, still in this day and age, there are people who are not literate, who I mean, all those sorts of things still exist.
Yes.
Or have come back to the fore.
Or people who live so far away from the only place that's where you could register to vote. And when I see a book like this, I just wonder how the author can be optimistic. I've talked to enough authors who have written books like this, and they have said you have to be optimistic, otherwise you couldn't write.
Is Ari Berman optimistic?
I'm going to ask him.
You're going to speak to him?
Yes.
The book is called Give Us the Ballot, and the author is Ari Berman, who writes for The Nation, so that may give you a sense of where this book is coming from. And I think maybe Nancy Pearl, appropriate reading as we head into the meat of the presidential campaign.
Absolutely.
The heat and the meat. That's KUOW's Marcy Silman with Nancy Pearl, author of the Book Lust series. Nancy joins you every week with the book recommendation, all of which you can find at KUOW.org.